This morning I'm turning to the book of Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. And I'll read to you verse 23 to 24. And when they had appointed him, they came many to him with his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Our subject this morning is some believed not. Some believe not. These are the things that this passage of Paul's engagement with some prominent Jews in Rome is thinking this morning. And that okay, yeah, share somewhere that offer for support. Mel Paul or Rome, you know. And then go more some car on or catch a few more normal Jew who are and we Jew bumping your phone. And I even give one out of it. I did not, so I mean, it's a bit more angie. So, we are thinking about this passage, which is part of the accounts of Apostle Paul when he went to Rome. And that, and he went there as a prisoner, I'm sure we have we read through the account. He went there as a prisoner, and that, when he went there as a prisoner, not because he has done anything wrong, and but it was because of false accusations which some in Jerusalem, some of the Jews in Jerusalem have charged him with, and that the accusation was that he was a disturber of public peace. And but the main reason is that what Paul preached was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which they hated. Acts chapter 24, now that comes of their accusation against him. Yeah, can say, but before, and now about Rome to say, oh, you're dead, we have to say, oh, you're a prisoner. Now, you see that when you know what there is, some of them also say, oh, you'll be out there, Israel. But if you say Apostle Paul, not Oyobia or can't reach you to. Then some panel wants them. Ah, you will know which is that in the panel. Only to just reach you. Or which is the pastor of Father Son, only as one. So no one is going to come to me. Apostle, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. No, I'm not going to be able to do that. You said, no, which is. But in some other for the poor country, they are moving in a mile, and they are trying to say what they want to name, Batabata Eva, Nipandi, or Jerusalem. So I was wanting to Rome as a prisoner because of this. And yet, I was told when he had an opportunity, when he had gone to Rome, and he had an opportunity, he invited the same of some of these Jews again. And that he will preach to them and also testify to them about the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ. The reason why he was accused when he was in Rome as a prisoner, he went on to preach about the gospel again. To again, these same people, some of these same people who accused him, the Jews in the Rome. The Acts Apostle Paul said that you might all this all yes, and back up for all kinds of issues to one service. In Israel, for Noah, oh, Jerusalem, no more, I got some sort of summa, Amuma, Roma, Singapore, actually, no, I never Rome. Of every Rome, no, I can't say, no, I don't know. Of course, you said, you for, I will go more, only empty, but of that from some umbra, no, that's not that's the way I do, and so, no, so, more than 1 year, and yes, we should have more. So, I was called, was doing his work. And so the conversation or the preaching of Apostle Paul to this people is what we are concerned this morning, and especially the response that was given to the message, and also those who do not really receive the message. Yeah, can you say Apostle Paul? So, can't some the punishment lazim ko ya no go Rome ta a cewa mun ya kuma yin jeno wasa ni Yesu Kristo amma sai a ka cewa won kane an haruri a wani ma no an no ka no na yan ke san da ka ce ya ko sai ya be fa ta amma amma an fa amma amma man san mu a o ta ne to ne a ga yi na su fa but we are told that he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them more than he does Christ. And so, Baba is telling me, ah, a fire for him here. You know, sounds so extra of this speech, you cannot find a speech of him or Shasta said, I don't want much to say. Now, for Old Testament, you know, the church, we said, you go, we're not going to Old Testament, we're going to start and tell him. And it's not something of fire. That in some ways, some of that kind of you can think of what we tell them. Apostle Paul will tell them that the kingdom of God is spiritual and not a worldly and a temporal one. Apostle Paul, the very kind of one is saying that who are in here? I am so sumo, I'm here. And yet, I hear this law and I say, we are still with it. You remember the Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he started his ministry, he said, I repent to the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of God is at hand. And then when he was before Pilate, Pilate asked him, he said, are you the king of the Jews? Yes. And he said, my kingdom is not of this world. Some of these people go to Pilate, Pilate said, they will not wear a Jew for him. There was not too much professional that he did, and here we are still here. But for Paul would tell the Jews that the kingdom of God is spiritual. And as we know that the Jews were expecting God to bring in such a kingdom so that they will become a people that the whole world will be the most probably the most blessed people in this world, having the government of this world in their hands and having all the things of this world at their disposal to be the those who are the what do you call it? The rulers or the country or the nation, that all nations will come and serve under them. They'll rule over all nations because there will be those that God will bring this kingdom. So they have this idea that God will bring the kingdom, that the Messiah will come and will have the kingdom. And they were waiting for time and time. So, boy, for 4 months, that's a question of I'm not trying to do for one. I'm not going to be able to do it. The real and the meaning of this thing. So we tell them the kingdom of God is very strong, it's not the worldly one, and also that it's not the temporal one, so that they should expect God to make them the great people of this world, but rather they should listen to Him, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came from heaven and was incarnated. He came to fulfill the plan of redemption, which really brings in the kingdom of God to those who believe in Him. Now, the other question is, yes, Christo, why are you here? And so if they are expecting to be in this kingdom that they think about, then they should come to Lord Jesus Christ, believe in Him, repent of their sins, and believe in Him as their Savior. For just by the true Lamb of God, that takes away sin of the world. And I'm going to tell you, yes, Christ, you are. I'm going to tell you about Jerusalem. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to be able to do it. And also you ask this, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, who they crucified in Jerusalem, and that he also rose again, and that he has gone to heaven, and that he will come again to be the judge of all the earth, and that it is he who they have to live in the path of God's kingdom. Well, the people will listen to this message from us, but that's not what the gospel is about. It's about the kingdom of God, which is being established by Jesus Christ on earth. The kingdom of God, where God will rule in the heart of men. And out of the many descendants of Adam, God will save some from sin and become his people, whether Jews or Gentiles, and they will represent him as his people in Israel. And in the same people that when Christ will come, we take with him to heaven. And so to become of this kingdom, you have to be born again. Apostle Paul tells them, remember, the Lord Jesus Christ, when Nicodemus came to him in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ told him, except the man be born again, he cannot be, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Rebecca, Nicodemus, how are you doing to and when you go by, it's good for you. It's good to catch any bread. You come back to me in your fire, my book on him, dear boy. This is what I will look for. So, Apostle Paul will definitely bring this into their mind. And then it will be something which will encourage them that with Jesus Christ, which they know of, probably they've had wrong things about him. But the Jews in Jerusalem, the chief priests, the elders, the Pharisees, have always presented Jesus Christ as an imposter. That they don't believe that he's the Son of God. They rejected him. So these Jews, they are supposed to have this thing in their mind. But for Paul Christ convinced them that they should not follow what they hear. But this is the Christ which they have heard that he came to, they have crucified him, and that he's not the Son of God. He's the Son of God. And they should believe in him. It is in him alone that they can be saved from their sins. It is by him alone and his sacrifice that they can become really God's people. So for Paul tell them about this, that this same Jesus Christ that they crucified, he rose up, he went to heaven, he will come again, and he is going to be the judge of all the earth, and that he's the one day that they have to stand before him, and he'll be of judgment. I must also tell them all this, so that, you know, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah who will come and do all these things for them. I must also tell them, this is the Messiah who have come. Jesus Christ is the Messiah who you are expecting. Which you have read about in the Old Testament, about his coming, who will be the head of God's kingdom, who is going to sit in the room of David to rule over all nations. So this is the Messiah. This group of apostles are too much from himself. The Messiah, no, we did that in November. Now, and now, Musuma, which we have a deal of Muna, Mabaye, about Fukua, Omea Mukwodia. Now, I'm going to go to the Old Testament. So he will tell them of this thing, that if they want to be partakers of God's kingdom, they should look up to Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no access for them to the kingdom of God. Apostle Paul will tell them this because what we are just so that he has founded and testified the kingdom of God, he's written them concerning Jesus. He will tell them everything about the kingdom of God. He will tell them everything about Jesus Christ. He will tell them everything about Jesus Christ, and then we will try to guide them that they should believe in him. So this is what Apostle Paul will do. But we are told that after Apostle Paul has spoken to them about these things. He has expounded and testified the kingdom of God. He has also persuaded them about Jesus Christ. From the Old Testament, we are told that some of them believed the things which were spoken, and some of them believed not. Some who believe, meaning that they have those people repented of their sins, and they also believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they surrendered their life to Him. And then they also throw away all their confidence about being Jews. You know that the Jews think that, well, naturally they were God's people. They were natural descendants of Abraham. So they are natural God, they are God's people. And the Omoa, I see, in the same map of the four kind of Jew for we know. The Omoa, they said, the actions of Jesus are different. The Omoa, they are sacrificed, they are born. No man change. Omoa, the Jews, the Israelites, they are not born. Some of them are red, as I saw, they are ashen. No more than my brother, they are ashen. That's all. Only your brother, they are not born. That's all. That's all. Bibia no mutina so se amu ye Israel fo amu ye Abraham to fo enti no ya kupon ko ko no metu ni ya kwa ju o mo se nye no so na ya kupon e de efre di pastor o de bana sa na him de no a yesu kristo abana o de abawi aso and so they also throw away all their righteousness which is according to the law amu se ne ya amu fu so mu di mbra no so mbenya no so metu no so atwa ju de and so then they will be entirely dependent on Jesus Christ, and they will yield their heart to Him, they will believe in Him, they will raise their hope in Him, and that they will become those who have abandoned every pride in themselves, every privilege they have as a people of God, as a nation of Israel, they will throw everything away, and then they will come and commit their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in Him, confess their sins to Him, repent of their sins, and ask Jesus to save them. And they will yield up their life to Him. Because they will believe that, they will come to know that Jesus Christ is the one who is able to save them from their sins, and is the one who is able to give them new life, which is the only condition for acceptance to this living God. Yeah, on back to what he said. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say, So this is what those who believe will do. They will throw away every confidence as a merely gospel because they are Jews. They also throw away everything they claim to have as having righteousness because they seem to obey the law of God according to their own understanding. So they'll throw away everything and then they'll look up to Jesus, be able to save them, be able to forgive them of their sins and give them new life. So I'm going to say, I've been going here to be so, say Israel for, say Abraham as for, and now say, you do, you have to come brass and you have to come for, I'm talking about faith. I'm going to tell you about Jesus Christ, so I'm going to tell you about the money. I'm going to tell you about more and more. I'll hope for what I'm going to talk to. So these people who believe, this is what they will do. But then, we are told that some believe not. The sounds of trends, a bit more angry. Why will not they believe in Jesus Christ? I didn't know about Jesus Christ. What was their problem? I didn't know how someone Jesus Christ will be. The first thing we will see is that it's because of pride. I didn't see no one Jesus Christ in the Yedikai woman said, I am from us. And because, as I've told you, that this, the Jews, most of them have wrong ideas about they being naturally God's people because they came from Abraham. They are natural descendants of Abraham. So they wrongly believe that, well, naturally, they are God's people. Dear Machine said, sir, I'm quite dear for some vacation. Said, Jesus Christ to see you. And you want to do for a brahman, you want to go a brah. This will really contradict their wrong idea as God's people. And you know, this was one of the greatest causes of the unbelief among the Jews. So she is right for Jesus Christ to buy Noah. And they almost survived in this man, almost near Jesus Christ to get up in Famo. I think about more and more than Jesus Christ. If you read the whole of John chapter 8, you see the back and forth. They'll say, we are Abraham's children. And Jesus Christ will tell them, if you are Abraham's children, you believe me. Because Abraham believed, Abraham didn't do what you were doing. And also they'll say, we were not born of fornication. We are free. And you tell them, if you are free, then you will not be servants of sin. It went back and forth. And then you even tell them that Abraham, who is your father, believe in me. And he rejoiced with me to see my day. But you people, you are not happy to see me. Yes, Christ. John chapter 8, I won't go. I'm going to say, Abraham, I took for. Yes, Christ, I'm saying, Abraham, I took for. Come with me. You say, Abraham, or Jimmy dear. Abraham, by any Jesus, I'll be home with that. Now, or Jimmy dear. Because any Jesus, I'll be home with me at that. I said, and Brack, my baby, I said, no. Umbra, or who we are, no, any Jesus. It is that you were not almost a champion, maybe, because almost yes, Christo, a church and your mind, no more, almost dinner, so they were not willing to let go of what they claimed to be their privilege as God's people. They were not willing to throw it away and became a hindrance to them. Oh, when you first said, oh, my dream, follow my end, yes, sir, papa, so much for me, I hope on call. No one person was watching it. Ebe ye si akwaima omu bipa bibri wo Israel Samuel. And because of what they believed to be, what it takes to be God's people, they rejected God's law of salvation, which is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Send me omu fuzo omu wo bi na shobu omu yaku ponko ofono. Nyanku pon na kwaya odi jini panko fi boni mo enam yesu Christo so omu epoye. They threw it away, they never did. They rejected it out of pride and arrogance. They said no. And if you read when the chief priests and the many of them, how they reacted. They were happy that Jesus Christ was being crucified. They finished it because he was like disturbing them. And his disciples also like a disturbance to them. And why? Because one of the things which make this thing more serious to them that they think that they have been well instructed in the Bible. They have the Old Testament, they read it, they know what the Bible says about God's people. So they are not willing to throw away their wrong ideas of salvation. I think by going through and I have one of the Old Testament, they held on to this thing so strongly and they were willing to die for it. Sadly, almost so much pity I said, a woman from the Soma Ama, Apostle Paul himself was like that. Remember, he said that he wanted to do everything to finish Christianity. So he was chasing the Christians to kill them because he thought that the message of the gospel and Christ was totally like blasphemy to what they believed that as a people of God, how people can know God. So he did everything to work against this God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul and well, this is the pride of the Jews, and it's prevented many to go to the nation of hell. John the Baptist will tell them that they are a generation of vipers, and that they have to repent from their old ways of thinking. They have to come and repent, and that build themselves up to go again. And many of them even came to his baptism. John the Baptist, or no social ministry, or especially Jews, one day, they said, I'm going to go to the house. 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 But this situation, the pride of these Jews, is very common with many churchgoers in our time. Many who have become political religious and go to church. It's a very common hindrance to many. Israel, for you, I come once and say, I'm a son, you know, I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a Omoti omasuba ma ensempa lo fa ti so do na onu fe na na musu ma kwa die e be ba de boy ko je omusa hawe e hawe o man fa ebre ne fa ebre fa sorry many people think that merely going to church they are Christians and fa ebre fusa me fa sorry me just to me am ya ko pon ba me nya ya ko pon ba that's a common idea that people have to be because the church for years, many poor churches have made that if you are in a church, you go to church, you are God's child. Immediately you are part of any group that calls themselves a church, you are a Christian. And I'm sure we even have Christian names. And so if I have a Christian name, I'm a Christian. Make sure I say if I say, oh, I'm also your Christian name, I'm a Christian name. And all people have all manner of these ideas, and this is where many base their Christianity on. Some even base their Christianity on me have been baptized. Every moment so, every woman has to say, "Well, I'm a Christian." And some also based on false spiritual experiences. Something that you know, it's a common ideas of being a Christian nowadays. When they pray, what they claim to be tongues, you see. Oh, and suddenly. Some of the churches, their Sunday school, they are teaching their children how to pray in tongues and how to get power from God. It's that. You see? The Arab one is a service in Quara Sunday school, no, so much from Yamia 7. Almost from Ways, and her tongues, and just only a football and call for. And as a Mesuma, only up to me, give me a football. Now, my baby, a football. I said, oh, go on, come back as a sign in Jumaje, and that's the answer, your job. And as Jesus said, "Come, Chrono, about so." And maybe some go further that merely speaking in tongues so that you are born again. The tongues they claim to speak nowadays, merely, I mean, rattling something, the spirit has come upon you, are born again, and they are okay as Christians by that standard. The American said, "Every Muslim Christian to say, in church here, I hear the prayer, I fast and pass the hour. How much did he say? No, I'm putting my mouth on the Christian floor." Every more, the old friend said, Tom's and what can he make? Almost can't be more than we're used to. And I said, I won't move for your component bombs if you say, oh, yes, I'm your mate. But the sadness is that because of all manner of false ideas about salvation and many other ways of salvation, which people have been misled by, they are not willing to seek the true salvation, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you understand. If I embrace your Maya and Yanu Cresset, we are not going to be able to do it. Because I'm baptized, I am saved because probably I have some spiritual experience. And it's hard to know, they will think, well, they may have spiritual experiences apart from what the Bible says. The error was a very uncle, so, they can feel that they know God, that God, I mean, knows them from the scripture. They are okay, they don't care about what the Bible talks about, how to know Him, and how to know His salvation, and the real evidence of salvation. They don't care about that. but they raise their hope on something they think they feel, something maybe they've been told. For instance, you know, many preachers nowadays, well, you go to the radio, whatever, and the church is, oh, pray after me. Many people have said, you are, and then they tell you, you are saved. And these people take it, I'm saved. And they walk about, they are Christians, you see. And they wouldn't want you to even try to help them. Are they really Christians? No, they will not give them. Yeah, if you try to help them, it's like, who are you? Are you super Christian? Sang of Foya Majisa. And they are among a Christ of war. Among everybody, an engine of Christ or so, petted the Bible canon. Ah, what does the Bible in the channel? So, for the young one, so what you who said as the old who said, we are Christ to Niana, who said your way, say, which is Christ to Diano, Usubaya, a woman, you know, any of that, don't want Christ to know as a son, and I said, Miss Mabonin, now don't want to know. As a son, one, and as a messiah, name Yasio, then as a son, a homosexual woman as a son, none. A moment of better started. The officer of the other registered. Of course, sorry, by Yakuponiba. They don't want to listen about if ever when they claim to believe, has there been any change about their love for sin, their love for their sins? Has there been any change about their love for Christ and His glory? Has there been any change about their attitude toward God, and that they have a heart which is entirely willing to submit to God? No, they just claim to be saved because they are told, or by some standard, they are saved. And then they go on as Christians. They don't want to really come to terms where we have salvation, where you have to really entirely rest on Christ and make Him only as the most important person in this world. As his salvation is the most important thing, which rather should regret my life, and that I live for Him, and that I don't give my life to Him. No, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear you are saved, and that's all. No. But this is the case where pride in a human heart will not make people who have been misled into these things give up. If you are a bride, See, they are not willing to throw away all the false ways of salvation which they have held. In fact, they are quite an angel of Ramasubuno, Akumasu, and one of whom they don't pass over them. They move on as Christians. Friends, when your salvation is false, and you still go to church, you know what you become? You only have a form of Christianity. So, what do you say? So, when you are and your papa, now, for so far, sorry, they obey and say, obey Christianity in this world. You only have a form of Christianity without the real power of the Holy Spirit, which will enable you to pursue after holiness with all your heart, with all your life. So, we say, why did you say, then you pray, 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 be a Christian, you should be sorry, but you know, maybe I saw a Christian. Never, from Concord to me, no, I've been my one day, but we did Concord yet. And they would have bravo, and you are committed Concord yet to the Punya. You never desire to live a holy life. You never desire to pursue after righteousness. You never desire, you will never be concerned about your own sins. You have some sins you'll be concerned about, because probably those sins will make you become a bad person in the eyes of men. But your own pride, your love for something, and the love for this world, and that disobedience against any God's will, you don't care about that. So long as people really don't really, it doesn't really bring any shame to your life, you will not be bothered about it, you see. You have a kind of Christianity, like that of the Pharisees, you'll be seen as a praying person, you'll be seen as maybe giving gifts to people, you'll be seen as probably joining the church congregation, but you never love God in your heart. But you hear that you say, oh, you're also quite sorry. You can never love Him, because the Spirit will not be there to help you. You will never love Him. You will never love Him. And you continue to love your sins, and so you claim to be saved. But also, out of warning, now still be younger. So this is how these Jews were. This was the state of these Jews who had Apostle Paul. That Israel for you, I'm the Apostle Paul, no man's name. Sadly, no one's going to be out here. I'm here, okay. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And so, no, no, I'm here. And you don't care about that. They will not cry over their sins. They will not weep that Christ have died for their sins and they live a rebellious life against it. They will not weep that, well, I sound a Christian, but I have neglected so much. They don't care about what really God claims upon Christians. They will not cry over it, that, oh Lord, I am, even so, no matter what I have done for you, I have done nothing. They will not cry over that. And they wouldn't be want to be, they will be okay if they do something for God, but they will not be okay, they will not have that heart, oh Lord, I'm not being enough. I want to do more. I want to yield up my life to you entirely. They will not. But then they will have that color of Christianity. Well, when Christians are going, church people are going, I'll go some. When they are doing, I'll do some. But not with my heart. I will not be a person whose life is being regulated by the law of God. No. I'll just live anyhow and claim to be a Christian. No. That is what false ways of salvation. When people hold on to them, this is how they become. And then, the dangerous situation. And again, and as I told you, this situation is always it continues with him because of pride. You know, pride, when there's pride in the human heart, true faith can never be found. Christ will never save anyone who is proud of himself. Christ will never save anyone who is part of something he holds on to, which is not true about him. Yes, Christo. Because, you know, faith is a humbling grace. Faith, you can't say, yeah, I am a brass here, I do much of it. Faith is a humbling grace. No one who is a man of faith is a humble person. Who will not throw away every imagination, every idea that is above the scripture. That goes beyond scripture. No, faith, look at the men of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Each one of them, after all, they did something because of what God has said. None of them were common of faith because, well, they think, well, they believe something that they are supposed to know. They believe what God has said. So, when there is faith, pride will be out. And you know, faith makes the soul prosper before the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Jedify Akumemua, a man in fact, I didn't hope you knew to us when you called Yes Christ to Nissan family. But who said, hey, me, Nenny Pedia, and Yes Christ to Dma with Yamadi Moyoki, so far, some bear me there. We need to call Yahoo Hong Kong. I cannot have any claim to God or His blessings if I am not one who has come to God through the gospel. You see? And then, when there's faith in the heart, it makes a person yearn after God's blessings of grace in Christ. So Jedify Akumemua, a money for India per se. Yakupon is sure the Maya and I'm a drum to a Christo Munu, the same Shisha Cardio. And no any idea I'm a poverty tree. Free forgiveness and peace by his blood. When a Pacha and else will be a numb Jesus to the Mutia with the Yugusu. Reconciliation and atonement by sacrifice. Somebody I'm going to come home and I'm Jesus to now for a war boy or carve a man for your phone. And I'm a redemption. Justification by his righteousness. Say, you catch an idea, yes, Christ in the phenomenon, that's just me and people are so my training. And then a complete salvation in him. If I should be saved from sin here, and if I should have a hope of eternal glory, that one day I'll be with God in heaven, it is through Christ alone. Semenya mpadye, if you born in Moha,
Na dati mini owa yangu betu angfana kwa mbinya cheka umwa.
And I'm used to take.
He's my everything. I have nothing. I am nothing.
You see,
when there's no faith, this is what happens. That I will have no. I will rest myself in nothing. Well, people may talk of experience. People may talk of, well, they believe in this and happened to them. But if it's not in scripture, you know, the devil works, you see. Those who don't go to church, they believe in things, they happen to them. That's not Bible faith. That's faith of devils, see. So, James tells us the devil believes there is God, but he's not saved. He travels. James catches up on some what did he say before? But he's just on young one. So merely believing something, and why am I stressing this? Because you know, there's so much in the air. I believe this, I believe that, and especially when it comes to healing, and I'm like, oh, I believe that, and it happened. You ask them, is that how in the Bible miracles are done? Is that how in the Bible the apostles did miracles? They don't care about how the Bible tells us that the apostles never organized miracle services or deliverance services. They were preaching, and when those things come, they helped them. And they didn't even have to organize prayer services to heal people, no. It was a miracle. Nobody organized a miracle. No, God only. Miracle is something that happened. All of a sudden, it's like when it's bring the flash in the sky, the thunder. That's how miracles are. Immediately it happens and it's gone. Immediately it happens and the effect is seen. You see, and now there's people, I mean, I think they come that they have a healing clinic, and people have to sign in and they'll be trained about how to experience healing. It's nonsense. It's not scriptural. It's devilish. You know, these things are based on East Asia, this Hinduism, Buddhism, and all sorts of those kind of Eastern culture and how they practice their healing methods. And again, if you come to Africa to go to Jesus people, they do the same. They'll give you the process you go through, the medicines you have to take, and the various go to this place and do some sacrifice here. Go to and don't go to this for next time. And then they tell you about the devil, and that's what so-called pastors are telling people. People are taking it because people tell you because it works. No, go to Jewish people. They can also do things for it to work. When God sent Moses to Egypt, the magicians also turned their snakes to snakes. They also turn their snakes to snakes. You see? So the devil can also do miracles. He has power. You see? If we are looking at those evidences, you will never come to Christ. If you are looking at those things, the devil will deceive you. He'll let you put your hope in something which is not what God has placed there. You see? So the case of faith, true faith, is very important. True faith only looks to Christ. True faith only makes us submit to Christ, makes us want to repent of sin and yield up our heart to Him. And that we wouldn't want to know anything else. You see? So true faith in Christ will drive all these vain, conceited religious ideas from the heart of men. You see, these ideas have enslaved many to be religious without Christ. Simon Maker said, and I said, maybe only Papi GTA and yet the Bible like I say, I'm quite here, not in Russian. And money Papa here, he said, slaves and go at the man go for Adrian and Yanko for Adrian. You know, through faith will make us only be slaves to what God has said. Say, JDA, say, oh JDA, remember by young quad your man Yanko for the water. We will never want to know the heart to anything somebody has said. My time is gone. I had other point to add, but I'll reserve it. My time is already gone. But I'm sure I've been able to, try to explain to us the problem of these Jews, which is the problem of our time. Time is by 4-1-G used to end, you know. And some believe not. 4-1-G end, you know. I will have told you other things. But, Omu how, and he said, Omu kura bibi. Omu kura bibi, so. Ah, and here me, I'm going to say, I'm going to pass my job. And so no longer we're ashamed. And long we say, "My uncle, I bet your mom, so I'm so at my uncle, yes, Christo." You see, yes, Christo would tell them, told the Jews, "If you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins." He told them, "Look, why did me and dear, who were warning?" And it is true. If we just think of going to church, believing some things, and think we are Christians, and not seeking to know Christ, to repent of sin, to deny ourselves, and to yield our heart to Him, and to rest on His work on the cross of Calvary, yes, you die in your sin and go to hell. Because we are, those described Himself told us, Mark chapter 9, verse 45 to 46, "And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Here the foot, also in other verse, the hand, has to do with anything that hinders you to really come to Christ." He says that if you are not willing to let it go and come to Christ the Lord and have Him as your Savior, you perish. You'll be cast at the day of judgment. You'll be thrown into the hellfire. And again, John chapter 2, verse 18. "He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Near only Jesus, you know, you put it further down. You see? Near only Christian, you know, over the ranches, or no one near them, or no one near, or what you say, you put it further down. So, friends, it's a terrible thing to have any ideas as our grounds of salvation. It's a terrible thing that with our sins, and then with your sin, we look to other things and not to Christ. He only is the Lamb of God that takes away sin from the world. Yes, Christ opened it and put on a jump out even if you ask. So if you don't trust Him, you are not willing to yield your heart to Him, how can He take away your sin? Remember, one day you stand in judgment, and that what will stand against you is your sin. Christ said that will be to that temple. That temple, the be to that one, your one. It is your sin. And so, if you are not serious about your sin, and you don't come to Christ, and you believe other things, and you fill your heart and your mind that I am a child of God, you deceive yourself. The day of judgment, all other things will not stand. All other grounds will sink like a sinking sand. You will sink in it, and it will to make you perish. Hellfire will be there. Friends, when Apostle Paul preached to these people, we are told some believed the things that he spoke, and some believed not. And I've tried to say that we have the same problem with us today. And Apostle Paul, or can't send punch a Jew for it, you must see it. If you want to let me say, Sahawi, our handsomeness. If you say, and then, we are to make us a request, sorry. And then, we pass for a friend, and then we come back. And I say, we can go back. What would that be? To become a child of God, to be able to enter into the kingdom of God, the Lord just writes to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot. The Lord just writes, John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me." This is what they say, and come home, and I'm a super. Any other thing, we cannot have access. We deceive ourselves. As I said, you may have a form of Christianity. You may come to church, you may do good to people, you may pray, you may well go by the name of Christian, but if you are not in Christ, you have no life. You have no eternal hope. You have no salvation for your sin. You can never have forgiveness for your sin. And you die and you go to hell. You go work upon something, don't be pleased to us. So the rest will be so the other story, we have one movie, one fire, also we are also in Christos. That's why I'm following to Christos more and do everyone more. You go work upon something. It's for the Bible teaches us. And friends, I hope the Lord will help that anyone here who has not believed in Him will do so. That you have his part with God's people, and that unlike those who do not believe, I hope that you also become those who believe the things which the Bible teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. May the Lord help us as we think about this. Let's pray together.